As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This is the Annie Fry Show.
Nearly 2,000 years ago, during the sacred week, the living Son of God entered Jerusalem in triumph. Soon after, the Savior of mankind, who brought truth and light into the world, was betrayed, arrested, and tried, beaten, and nailed to a cross, and crucified. For our sake, he gave up his life, and as the very great Reverend Billy Graham once said, God proved his love on the cross when Christ hung and bled and died. It was God saying to the world, I love you. Those are beautiful words from a great man, Franklin, right?
President Trump delivering a message this Holy Week, a little bit earlier in the week, about what Easter and the Easter week and Holy Week is all about. And I know a lot of you are recognizing that week in some way, shape, or form. Today is Good Friday, and we're happy that you're here with us on this Good Friday. The president has a lot of things to juggle, of course, and I think that it's impossible to look at everything that the president has on his agenda for his term, for his presidency. I think it's impossible to take in the resolve that he has and the guts that he has without really bringing it back to that day when he was shot. I think that it's apparent to me, at least, that his approach to these things that have to do with a greater power than any of us, I think he takes it a little more seriously. And I think that this Easter, it's nice to hear him read those words. I know he's not, you know, riffing when he's talking about the persecution of Jesus Christ and the promise of the resurrection that took place 2 days later, plus the one that is to come for all of us. I think it's really important to not miss the mark to talk about that part of this presidency in the midst of all of the things that we're talking about throughout the course of pretty much the first 100 days that are upon us. Trump has campaigned over and over and over again on the things that were important to him because of how he listened to you. This is the distinction that is so foreign to the people on the left right now. To the Democrats on the left right now, you have... It's the images, the visuals of watching the senator from Maryland go and lean into Abrego Garcia in this. It sure didn't look like if it's an El Salvadoran prison, might be a better time than some of the places that you and I spend our everyday 40 hours a week or whatever it might be in. Looking at this nice dining table, water glasses, multiple plate settings, multiple glass settings, and they're leaning in with nice linens on the table. Is this where Abrego Garcia was sent to? Is this where the senator got him to? To have a conversation about bringing him home. That's what the senator continues to champion for. We've seen the memes on social media. We've seen them push over and over and over again, you know, bring the Maryland father home. And we know that El Salvador is his home. And this is the visual that you have that the Democrats wanted. I mean, that's the thing that's blowing my mind today, is the attempt that was made to get this photo opportunity for Abrego Garcia and the Maryland senator to be sitting next to each other at this table. The implication there is that we're able to see the empathy and the effort that is being made on the Democrat part to push back against Donald Trump, to push back against the deportations that Donald Trump has made a top priority of his purpose as being the president of the United States. These are things that Donald Trump promised he would do in his campaign. These are the manifestations, the reality, the tangible returns that voters got when they said, do I want Joe Biden / Kamala Harris? And what they're promising to offer? Do I want the open borders that they invested their time in? Do I want the free flow of people into this country that aren't being vetted? Do I want that to continue in the United States? Or do I want an alternative? And Donald Trump didn't just offer an alternative. He offered a stark contrast to what the Democrats didn't have to tell you they were going to do. It's what they were in the process of doing, and deep, deep in the process of doing. The Democrats have very consistently told us that the border was secure, told us that the border wasn't a problem. And then all of a sudden it got a little bit closer to the election and a little bit closer to the election, a little bit. And then all of a sudden you have, oh, we had a bipartisan bill on the table and the Republicans wouldn't pass it. And you and I both know that the bipartisan bill, penned in part by a Republican senator from, I believe, like Oklahoma, said, this is how we can streamline the process of the people coming here. It wasn't about stopping people from coming here. It was about making it smoother, making it a simpler process to bring these people in and maybe have them documented as they're coming in. But it wasn't a stop sign. Don't come here. It wasn't the legal pen to paper iteration of Joe Biden's policy on most things, which was just don't. Donald Trump doesn't come in and say, oh, well, we're going to vet these people. We want everybody to come here. We want everybody to be here and live in a kumbaya scenario. That's not what he said. He said, we're going to go get the bad guys. We're going to get them out of our country. If you want the bad guys gone out of our country, we're going to get them and we're going to deport them and we're going to get them out of there with the power that exists in the executive authority of the office of the president of the United States. We're not afraid of it. We're not afraid to push the limits on it. We're going to do everything we can, every inch of our executive authority. We are going to put into play to make America safe again. And then Americans said, we'll choose that. Yeah, we like that. The Democrats can't figure out how wrong they were on their message, that the actual core of that with which they are trying to push on Americans is being repelled by Americans. They don't want what the Democrats are offering, and they just can't get it. They are tripling down on this idea that there is some sort of love manifestation and hand-holding thing that Americans want to be a part of by bringing these people here, and they're putting all of their eggs in the proverbial basket of Abrego Garcia. It's something to behold. Senator Van Hollen, to me, I feel like he had to have drawn the short stick here. For him to have to go be a part of this photo op, the photograph of him sitting across from Abrego Garcia, if it's not a net loss for them, it's a net wash. Is it valuable to the Democrats, the operatives that want to have a unifying message? It is. But it is as valuable to the Republican side of the political aisle to see that image and to know that this is what the Democrats are investing their time, your tax dollars, into making sure that people look at this and say, oh my gosh, this is exactly what I voted against. What are they doing? There's nobody really that is better spoken on these issues than Stephen Miller. And watching him, as the children say, cook, when he's out there trying to explain to the media that understands exactly what's going on. The media knows what is going on here. But they're trying to use gotcha trap questions to keep you and me from being able to see the hardcore legal truth that exists. And Stephen Miller is, I really feel like it's the oxygen that he breathes to get these dumb questions from the media to put the ball on the tee so he can respond.
Sean, we've reached a point in American politics where we have one party led by President Donald Trump that fights for Americans and a second party, I guess, led by AOC, that fights for illegal aliens. But not just illegal aliens, criminal, wife-beating, terrorist illegal aliens. Two immigration judges, as you said, found that he was a member of MS-13, as did the arresting police department here nearby in Prince George's County. On top of that, we have, of course, the protective order filed by his wife, alleging horrific multiple instances.
There were two?
Yes, of extreme violent physical abuse. And then on top of all of that, he's an illegal alien and a member of what has been designated as a foreign terrorist organization. You have the entire machinery of the Democrat Party using all of its power not to fight for lower costs, as President Trump is, or better trade deals, as President Trump is, or lower taxes, as President Trump is, but to fight to bring this illegal alien with all those horrific crimes and allegations and history against him back to the United States, where he can do what? He can commit additional acts that threaten the safety of the American people. This is the biggest, sharpest contrast you will ever see between the priorities of President Trump and the priorities of the Democrat Party.
And it's amazing to sit here and watch it unfold, and you scratch your head and you go, I mean, why can't they see this? Why don't they get this? Why don't they understand what the American people, we've already spoken on this. We already have said, we're not voting for this. We're not in support of this. We don't want to see more of this in our country. In fact, we want to see less of it. I did anticipate. You could go back and check the tapes. I said we're going to see images of children and old people being deported from the country. And it's going to be sad. And the left is going to seize on the opportunity to show that and make that the story. But you have to remember that the people who put us in a position at that time to experience these images, that's Joe Biden and whoever the heck was running the presidency at that time. Fox News has the article up right now, and it shows the image of Senator Van Hollen leaning in and talking to Abrego Garcia, who's wearing the most 55-year-old dad shirt I have ever seen in my life, and a Kansas City Chiefs champions hat or something like that. He's just sitting there being your average. I mean, honestly, like, he's more Midwestern than Tim Walz right now. I'm just here to tell you that. And the Fox News report here says the White House released a split screen image overnight to underscore the stark contrast between where Republicans and Democrats stand on illegal immigration. One image featured distraught angel mom Patty Morn being comforted by President Trump in the Oval Office. Morin's daughter, Rachel, was savagely beaten, raped, and killed in Maryland by an illegal migrant from El Salvador in 2023. The other image showed Senator Chris Van Hollen of Maryland sitting and talking with deported illegal alien Kilmar Abrego Garcia in El Salvador. And the White House post on this issue simply said, "We are not the same." And when I spend time trying to figure this out, scratching my head and trying to wonder to myself, what in the world are the Democrats doing? I really think that the White House kind of summed it up for us there. We're not the same. We don't want the same things. We don't understand each other because we aren't working towards the same goals. Donald Trump wants to make this country safe again and make sure that the people are here are invested in the idea of the greatness of America and how they can support it. And that doesn't start with people coming here, breaking the laws to get into the country. And with the long list of things that this individual Garcia has done, he doesn't appear to be one of those people who's invested in the greatness and the future of this country or the people around him. with the allegations and the restraining orders that his wife had against him for beating her. I understand there are some legal complications that the Trump administration put into play when they did this, that the suggestion that the deportation wasn't done by the books. I understand that. I hope the Trump administration learned their lesson there. I also understand that the Trump administration is supposed to willfully facilitate the return of Garcia if El Salvador wants to turn them over, and they don't. What I don't understand is why the Democrats think that that is the winning issue. And the fact that they're so blind. Folks, it's the easiest thing in the world right now. What's the price of eggs? They're out of control. Still out of control. Yes, Donald Trump's been in office for a few days short of 100 days. Eggs are still too high. You know that, and I know that. It's something we're living with every day. It's Easter weekend. You'd think that there'd be a focus on talking about issues that actually affect the American people in a way that isn't, let's bring the MS-13 gangbangers back home from their El Salvadoran prison. El Salvador, where they're from. They don't get it. And if they get it, they're trying to distract from what they know, from what you know. And are they good at it? Not right now. They're miserable failures at it, which is why you see so much flailing, so much anger. The YouTube poll for today is, will you dye eggs this weekend? Yes or no? We know the price of eggs is up. Is that going to affect your interest in the Easter egg tradition of dyeing those eggs? We never really make a big plan of it in my house, but it seems like it's happened a few times in the last few years. Try to get the nieces and nephews over, the cousins get together and do it, possibly. I'm not 100% sure if we're going to do it, but we want to know if you are. When we come back, we're going to speak with Joe DeVito. He's going to join us. Of course, he is a regular panelist on Fox News' Gutfeld. He's a writer. He's a comedian. He's our friend. And Joe DeVito will be with us next. Don't go away. You got a choice. Go make some noise.
Don't ever let them tell. I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
To all New Yorkers and to all Americans, the allegations are baseless. The allegations are nothing more than a revenge tour. And as you mentioned, my office was successful in securing a $454 million judgment against Donald Trump and others for exaggerating the value of his assets. He engaged in a pattern and practice of fraud. And the interest is accruing each and every day while the case is on appeal in the First Department.
Well, there you have Letitia James, and I don't know who could have seen this coming. Letitia James now being sued by the Trump DOJ, I guess mortgage fraud. It's pretty wild. If you haven't been following this, you've seen Letitia James. If you haven't seen her yet, she just seems to be she seems to be rattled a little bit by the is turnabout fair play. I don't know. Let's ask somebody who's out there in New York and understands maybe a little bit more about the goings on. Joe DeVito, our friend, writer, comedian, and a regular panelist on Fox News Gutfeld, who will be at the Funny Bone Streets of St. Charles May 8th through 10th. And you need to get your tickets now. stlewisfunnybone.com. Joe DeVito, welcome back. Good to have you.
Annie, happy birthday to you.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that very much. Big 41.
Yeah, well, they asked if I wanted to come out to jump out of the cake for you, but there's a little gluten problem, so I had to pass.
They wouldn't offer to get you gluten-free for a cake to jump out
no.
of? Oh, man.
No, we're on a budget.
Budgets are tight. Yeah, I can agree with that. Let me ask you the question about Letitia James. And is this something people are taking seriously in your neck of the woods in New York? Because when I look at it, it does look like revenge. But then when I see the things that are being filed against her, I'm like, well, it's kind of maybe sounds like you did it.
Yeah, well, you know, it goes to show that villains aren't what they used to be. They used to be a lot smarter. And here she is. She's essentially getting the whole thing that they made up against Trump. Does she have to get busted for the exact same crime? I mean, there's not even a level of creativity there. So It was always a case based on nonsense, and it's very rewarding to see that she is facing serious trouble. I mean, this is, I believe this is a federal crime because she's in different states with it. So very fun to see the revenge dish served cold. So yeah. I'm enjoying to see where this goes.
We're speaking with Joe DeVito right now. Go to joedevito.com to learn more about where he's going to be. Joe, we had this conversation a little bit earlier in the week, and we were talking about whether or not Donald Trump is petty. And I was like, I think he is petty, but I think I like it. What are your thoughts on that? Is there a pettiness to Donald Trump?
Absolutely, and it's hilarious. It's one of the things that makes it like he just can't let things go, and that, you know, he's so insulting to the people. But look at what the Democrats are giving him to work with, that they're getting to a point. I mean, I know with my writing for Gutfeld, we're running out of metaphors to say, you know, it's like they supported a wife beating gang. Oh, no, they actually did that.
Yeah.
What's the argument in favor? Like, well, you have to bring in these people, you know, because they're beating the women. Americans won't. That's why we have to bring in. I mean, come on.
Joe. Is it still funny when it's true? Does it become less funny when you come up with that joke and wait a second, that's actually true? Do you just have to pivot, or do you go in even harder on it?
I don't know. Sometimes you just turn the camera on them and let them speak. I mean, even the images, and this guy down in Elsa, he's not even MS-13. He's like MS-15. He's off the charts. And they show him with that senator. But what are they on vacation together?
It looked like a lovely meal. It's like an all-inclusive.
I thought the whole thing about men don't want to go to prison because you're afraid of what's going to happen to you in the shower, and those two are at brunch together. You don't get gayer than that.
We're Joe DeVito with us right now. He will be at the Funny Bone Streets of St. Charles May 8th through 10th. You can go to stlewisfunnybone.com. You know, the Trump administration has done some funny things. I think today the thing is if you go to the government website that used to give you like the steps to handle COVID, it now just explains how COVID came from China. So they just totally flipped the thing. And, you know, it's like, I feel like they're sitting around a room and they're like, what if we did this? And they're like, do it. Go on. Are you for all of this stuff that kind of makes a mockery of all the things that the left held dear for so many years?
I think it's really funny. It's really funny. And I think that after what we were forced to try, what they try to make us accept as reality for the past 4 years, I don't see how they can call out what the Republicans are doing and say it's inappropriate. I mean, look at who they wanted to think. They kept telling us Joe Biden was in his right frame of mind. And I'm sure you saw the clip the other day where they trotted him out for that. Yeah, I don't know if you call it a mumbling engagement, but when he started talking while the music was still cranked. and you watch that and you think, we're actually watching a man lose each of his senses every time he's in front of the camera. So now he doesn't even hear. He just comes out like a wind-up toy. So, yeah, I think it's great that they're just sticking it to them. And I think you can't ignore it. The Democrats have turned into the people they pick to put to the forefront. They've turned into those women who write letters to serial killers in jail.
I guess that still happens. What is the allure there? What is the attraction to that?
I don't know. It's like whenever I see someone hugging a pit bull and they're like, I can change him. It's like, no, I don't think so. Even if you have a brunch meeting with him in El Salvador and you dress him like he's a Trader Joe's employee, it's still, we know.
I said earlier today, he looked more Midwestern than Tim Walz ever did with his like plaid cut off or short sleeve shirt, and that, I mean, we're Kansas City Chiefs fans here, but he was wearing a Kansas City Chiefs hat in El Salvador for a moment. Well, like, did he have that hat in prison with him? Did the senator from Maryland walk up and be like, I'm gonna need you to wear this button up and this Chiefs hat, that'll do the trick? It feels very Tim Walz-y to me.
Much better than Tim Walz, because at least, you know, this guy knows how to use a gun. Tim Walz almost shooting himself in his Elmer Fudd photo op. So, yeah, this guy, I don't know. I don't know how you pick more loathsome people for them to champion. And they act like, you know, say, first they came for the gang-banging wife beaters. Yes, good.
Yes, we did.
That's who you should come for.
What do you think about the people? It's very popular on social media to be like, is this what you voted for? And then everyone's like, yeah, this is exactly what I voted for. The Democrats are so out of touch. They don't get it. But then you see them doubling down on these types of things. Is there a way for the Democrats to pivot in time, maybe for the midterms or the next presidential election? Is there an issue that you see brewing out there right now that the Democrats might be able to seize upon?
I don't know. The way they're going, I'm waiting for them to come out in favor of cannibalism or something. Because they just, even, you know, they keep trying to create the myth of the regretful Trump voter.
Mm-hmm. I don't know a single one.
I don't know a single one. I have a friend who is in a business that relies, unfortunately, on a lot of imports from China. And I was talking to her, and she's very upset. It's affecting her business. She's not sure what's going to happen. And I said to her, would you change your vote? And she laughed. She said, of course not.
Yeah.
So the idea that, again, we have to look at the alternatives that they're putting up are becoming more and more unpalatable. So I don't know. I mean, sometimes I get concerned that maybe Trump is trying to do too much too fast. But these things are all interconnected between crime and immigration and the economy and the tariffs. I don't know. I wonder how the Democrats would probably flip if he said he was putting a tariff on fentanyl coming over the border. They'd say, well, now we're in favor of that.
We're speaking with Joe DeVito, joedevito.com, also coming to the Funny Bone at the Streets of St. Charles. It's a great venue, great place to see these wonderful comedians as they make their way through St. Louis. May 8th through 10th, tickets are available at stlewisfunnybone.com. You brought up Joe Biden and his mumbling speech that he provided. We've heard, you know, Donald Trump has talked a lot about the auto pen thing, and he was asked recently, I think it might have been, was it with the Rachel Campus Duffy interview possibly, like who was behind the auto pen? And Rachel, I think, asked him, do you think it was Jill? And he said no. I'm wondering if you have any philosophy on obviously Joe wasn't managing the presidency. How do you think that worked?
I don't know. I don't even think it was an auto pen. I think it was using maybe like a spirograph or something where maybe they just tied a pen to his leg and let him run around for a while. And that counted. I don't know. Was he even capable of a thumbprint at this point? Does that even show up? The man's turned into a hologram. I don't know. I mean, there are a lot of people who say that that Obama was still the one behind the scenes. I think it's probably those not even cabinet officials, that people that are so deep into the government, they don't even have the name recognition.
Mm-hmm.
But we do know that it certainly wasn't Joe Biden, and it wasn't Kamala Harris. Thank God.
Yeah, she still finds her way to the top of the list of potential nominees for the next go around. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez continuously finds herself at the top, especially if Kamala is not involved, and she peaks the only one in double digits at like 10%. I think that's kind of worrisome if you're in the Democrat Party, of course, but Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez does seem to be going at least mainstream in the Democrat Party right now. Do you think that she has the longevity to maybe actually make a presidential run?
Well, she has picked up Kamala's mantle of adopting strange accents when she addresses a crowd, where when she saw her this past one, I don't even know what that one was called. Was that drunk Sofia Vergara? Like, what was she? She's going to be speaking to them in Klingon soon. And let's go on record, she probably wasn't a very good bartender either.
I have to ask you about Katy Perry and Gayle King.
Please, it's made history.
Yes, this is history. 10 minutes. You know, I have said this, I've only commented on it a little bit, but I was indifferent to the whole thing. Like, okay, that's a cool opportunity if you want to do something like that. Very cool opportunity to get the chance to do something like that. You land and you're like, wow, that was cool. And then you go about your life. But Gayle and Katy Perry and the crew took it a different way and imparted upon us what they wanted the world to do next.
Yes.
Your thoughts?
Yes. I think the whole thing is a Jeff Bezos psyop, okay? It's his plan to make women think that something lasting for 10 minutes is impressive. And Gayle King, I'm an astronaut. Yes, you are. You are an astronaut. Hey, you know what? I flew from JFK to Palm Beach, and I sat in seat 13F. I'm a pilot.
Do you find it ironic that they put an all-women crew on a ship that they didn't allow them to fly?
Well, this is the thing. It's not a crew.
Yeah.
They were, Yeah, I guess it doesn't have the same ring if you say all female cargo.
It's kind of what it was.
Go ahead. Even William Shatner did the first one. And when William Shatner landed, he didn't say, "I'm Captain Kirk."
Would you take up an opportunity like that, 10 minutes to go up in space or whatever? Would you do that?
I don't know. I mean, it sounds like I think everyone would have enjoyed it if they said, "Hey, it was this really cool experience. I have a different perspective on Earth." And then if that's what they said when they landed, it would have been a nice thing to show, like, "Hey, this is incredible that this is possible." Because it really was just essentially a commercial for Blue Origin. But, you know, they land and they're like, we have defeated the Galactic Alliance. Like, what are you idiots talking about? I think it set back the cause of feminism because we're all talking about Katy Perry, Gayle King, and Lauren Sanchez. And there were three women who have actual accomplishments, and I'm too lazy to look up who their names are, and I don't think anyone else can name them either.
Joe, you make a great point. Even the woman who was in space for 9 months, who like just existed up there and then came back and went right back to business. They did it. It's just they came back and they thought that they had changed the course of future history, and it. I haven't seen anybody take it seriously, really, other than them. It's been pretty ridiculous.
Oh, yeah, the astronauts. Curly Moe and Shemp.
Joe, it's good to have you here. Thanks for joining us. We can't wait till you're in town here in the Funny Bone at the streets of St. Charles, May 8th through 10th. Some tickets are still available. We want to pack that house for you. stlewisfunnybone.com. Will you come see us when you're in town?
Absolutely. Always have a great time stopping by and harassing you guys.
We love it. We'll get the cake. Gluten-free. Take care, Joe. We appreciate
it. Enjoy your birthday.
Thank you so much. We'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye. JoeDeVito.com is the website. You can check out where he's going to be, when he's going to be there. And I really encourage you, if you've never been to a show, to a stand-up comedy show, I think there are a lot of people listening right now. There's like a 25% of your brain that thinks, "I think I might enjoy that." But there's 75% of your brain and body that goes, "I don't want to go through the process of getting there." Scrap that. Buy your tickets right now. stlewisfunnybone.com. You will have a wonderful time. It's affordable. It's fun. The streets of St. Charles are amazing. Have dinner, grab dinner, then go to a comedy show and just enjoy the medicine of laughter. Lots of laughter with Joe DeVito. We're always happy to have him here. All right, when we come back, The Bee or Not the Bee with Ryan Wiggins. Wiggins America next here on The Annie Fry Show.
Turn off your tears and listen.
I love this song so much. It's such a great song. Katy Perry had an opportunity here, and she just she pooped all over the opportunity to go to space and like make it kind of part of her thing by overinflating it. I wish she wouldn't have, because it's a really cool opportunity. I think a lot of people would love the opportunity to do what they did. And she just stepped all over the headline, stepped all over the story. Happy Easter weekend. Happy Good Friday, if you recognize Good Friday, like I do. I think most of us here do. We are asking on the YouTube live chat poll today. So if you go to YouTube, pull it up on your phone app. You've got YouTube on your phone. Just pull up the app, type in Annie Fry, F-R-E-Y. And you'll see there that when you pull up the live broadcast, the poll is going to pop up in the live chat, and you can tell us if you're going to dye eggs this weekend, yes or no. Here's one other way. I'm getting more and more emails about finding the live chat poll, which is exciting because y'all want to participate in it, and frustrating that I can't make it more easy for you to find. If you go to AnnieFryShow.com every day at AnnieFryShow.com, the current live broadcast video is there. If you pull it up, you can just click on that video. It will take you directly to the live broadcast that you can watch on YouTube. And then the chat will be present right there as well. We're going to speak with Dave Murray in about 20 minutes from now and just get the Easter weekend weather update. I know tonight I've heard people say that rain and storms are supposed to start at 3:00. I've heard it's supposed to be more like 8:00. Probably depends on where you are. But let's talk to the man, the chief meteorologist here for 97.1, Dave Murray, at the start of the 1:00 hour. Plus, we'll take your questions, any type of questions you have in the YouTube chat for our next question segment. And at 1:25, we're going to speak with Mae Mailman. She's the deputy assistant to the president, and by president, I mean of the United States, Donald Trump, and senior policy strategist about the Title IX lawsuit happening in Maine right now. Excited to get a connection again to the White House, and we wanted to make sure we gave them the opportunity to speak with you here on The Annie Fry Show. So we'll do a little next question throughout the course of the 1 o'clock hour, the 2 o'clock hour as well. Get those questions in. Let's get to
Wiggins.
Oh, Wiggins!
The Bee or not the Bee.
All right, a bunch of news stories, some of them true, some of them fake news. You will have to tell me which is which according to the headline, and then I'll read the rest of the story. First one, Democrats worried Trump may not have China's best interests at heart.
That's a Bee.
That was pretty fast. Uh-huh. All right. Yeah, it's a Bee. Democrats took to the media to warn the American people that they were getting worried that Trump may be failing to make the choices that are best for China. Quote, I'm not sure he's taking China's future security and stability into consideration, said Senator Adam Schiff. I'm so used to saying shifty Schiff. These decisions he's making a show troubling regard for what's best for China, and that's not something we're used to here in Washington. Next one. California mandates homeowners install wheelchair ramps on porches for disabled burglars.
Sounds like a Bee twist on a real story. I'll say Bee.
Yeah, I'm with Annie on this one. I think that it sounds like a real story, but the Bee has put their little twist on there. So I think it's the for the burglars that gives it away.
I will triple down and say it's the Bee.
You are correct, and you are exactly right, Brad. It is for the for disabled burglars that gives it away. The mandate, expected to be quickly codified into state law by the California legislature, will order all homeowners and landlords throughout the state to install porch ramps by the end of the year. Quote, by the time 2026 rolls around, all homes will be accessible to the burglars who need it most. Unquote. And then a new quote from Governor Gavin Newsom. Who are we to deny an intruder access based on their disability?
Continuing to really stay down the middle. Diplomacy, you know, it's his thing.
At some point, I'm like, when are they going to do this to houses? Because they haven't yet. And it's not for burglars, but at some point you're like, is the government going to start mandating this kind of stuff for every house at some point? Anyway, next one. Minor league team, and by the way, I need audio for this. Minor league team scores 3 runs on a bases loaded walk.
Real.
Yeah, I kind of gave it away by saying there's audio.
Breaking.
Have you seen this, you guys?
I don't think I have.
No.
So a minor league team has scored 3 runs on a bases loaded walk. They say in baseball you need something new, you see something new every day, and nobody's ever seen this one. Here's the audio of this legal maneuver.
The 3-2 runners go very high. Ball 4, another bases loaded walk. And the Isotopes have taken a 3-2 lead. And now 2 runs have scored as the catcher threw it back. And now a throw to third is high. That gets away. Back on his feet. And 3 runs have scored. All on ball 4.
Not sure we've ever seen that before. But the question was, is the ball in play when the catcher goes to throw it back to the pitcher?
You can steal second on a walk.
And there you go. That was what people were debating.
You just got to make a play.
Ball is live.
Who's debating that? What level was that?
Minor leagues.
The Isotopes, I think, are AAA.
AAA, yeah.
Minor league, they know that.
I'm saying the internet was debating it.
Well, that's because the internet is stupid.
The umpires called it for sure. It was 3 runs.
Of course the
runs.
Ball is live. If you go to what would you say, middle school, I don't know, it might be sooner now. I remember when I was in middle school, I had some friends that were boys, which is different than boyfriends. And I would go watch them. Yeah, I know. My middle school integrity is on the line there. He would steal second every time he walked.
Yeah.
Every time. And they knew he was going to do it, and they couldn't throw him out.
Middle school?
Yeah. Okay. You have a nice, solid jog first. As soon as you go to round, pick up speed, you're at second base, and they can't throw you out. So
we actually run every time.
That feels kind of bogus at that level to me.
they throw to second. They overthrow it. Yep. You're scoring.
We ran that play, and we usually did it with a runner on third.
So middle school.
The idea being that the runner who rounds first will get into a rundown and stay in a rundown until that runner scores.
The Cardinals do that.
They're taught to do that. That's not bogus in middle school anymore. But I guarantee you, you go to an 8-year-old, unless they don't allow it.
I don't know. I think of middle school as 12, and like it's really 12
that could
to
be
14.
Sixth grade. Yeah.
So I mean, yeah, that's fair.
Yeah. It's, and I mean, now everything's so much more ravagingly competitive than it was in the 90s when I was going to school. But yeah, that definitely is okay to do.
Next one. King Charles reminds subjects that Christianity is special because it's like every other religion.
Sounds real.
Yeah.
Wait.
Yeah.
Because it's like every other religion, it's special?
Yes.
That contradicts itself.
That's the headline.
Yeah, I think it's real.
I do too.
Man, you guys are so negative about everything. It is real. Here's a quote from his Easter message to the UK.
Uh-oh.
Quote, the love he showed when he walked the earth reflected the Jewish ethic of caring for the stranger and those in need, a deep human instinct echoed in Islam and other religious traditions in the hearts of all who seek the good of others.
Oh, my God.
That's
gosh.
Not what Christianity is. It's not about seeking the good of others.
He did not even really get close here.
That's because he doesn't get it.
No, apparently not.
Who wrote it for him? There's no way he wrote that himself, though, right?
I have no idea.
Right?
He's still accountable for it, though.
No, I agree.
He's actually the head of the Church of England.
Oh, really?
Yes, the king is the head of the Church of England.
The article concludes, the special thing about Jesus is how he was just like Islam and other religious traditions.
No.
That's, are you serious?
I mean, that's pretty much what that paragraph says. I don't know what the rest of the message, I don't think it was a really strong
message.
If
that's the headline, then it's not like it's going to get much better from that point. It's probably just going to be further dissecting and discussing that point.
Right. Okay, those two are real. This one
is not.
B.
Yeah, I'm going B on this one. I'm going all this, in.
You didn't let me finish.
Really BabylonB.com.
This one is also real, maybe.
False. Maybe. That also.
Maybe.
No? You don't know?
B.
Democrats call for an individual court hearing for everyone on Earth to prove they aren't American citizens.
B. I can get my real ID and I can prove my citizenship now.
According to Democrats, every human on the planet Earth has the right to an individual court hearing following due process to prove that they aren't American citizens. Quote, there's no way for us to know that all people on Earth aren't Americans if they don't have access to a fair American trial, which in this case means an individual court hearing with a sympathetic federal judge.
I was just going to say.
Give it 10 years and this will be a real story.
Yeah.
Democrat Senator Chris Van Hollen explained, literally everyone on Earth could be an American citizen with all the rights of American citizens unless it is shown in an individual court hearing that they are not. That's just habeas corpus. You're right. That was not real.
Thank you for clarifying.
Tell me again. Now, the name of the game is the B or not the B. So tell me if you think this one is the B or not the B.
Thanks for not foreshadowing this one.
That is correct.
Play the music.
We've never done it this
way. What's the story?
This is so much easier.
You have such a flow.
A woman is an adult human female, rules UK judge that looks suspiciously like Matt Walsh in a powdered wig.
Oh, man. It was real until the Matt Walsh part, and I remember seeing that, and I saw it because Matt Walsh tweeted it.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, this is the B, although that story, other than the Matt Walsh part, is true. Though no one could be sure, several British citizens in attendance stated that the justice's gruff demeanor, full beard, and awful British accent were all reminiscent of a certain
just kept
Matt
saying,
Walsh.
Bloke.
Known to the court as Lord Beardface, the presiding judge had repeatedly asked the legal counsel for each side, what is a woman, throughout the proceedings? Court reporters stated that Lord Beardface appeared unimpressed with all of the answers given.
B.
Play the music. All right. Same thing with this one. Is it the B or not the B? Republicans vow to get really serious about cutting spending in like 20 or 30 years.
Oh, that's a B.
That's the B.
It's basically sad. Real, but it's the B.
It is the B. Quote, we are committed to reining in federal spending sometime, Speaker of the House Mike Johnson told reporters. We campaigned on promises to our voters that we would bring fiscal responsibility back to the federal government, and we will, probably a couple decades from now, maybe three decades. We remain focused on making good on our promises, eventually, probably.
Sort of.
They sound confident.
Sort of, kinda. B. Is that the last one?
That is the last one.
All right. Thank you. That is the B or not the B. And you can always listen to the full segment if you missed it by going to our podcast. You can also go to anniefryshow.com/podcast or wherever you go get podcasts, just type in Annie Fry. We'll pop up there. When we come back in the next hour, we're going to start taking your next questions for our Ask Me Anything segment right in the middle of the 1 o'clock hour. We've got Mae Mailman on with us. She's the Deputy Assistant to the President of the United States and Senior Policy Strategist. And we're going to talk about the Trump administration's continuation of fighting for fairness when it comes to girls and how they compete. Strangely, how they can be protected from men who want to undress in bathrooms with them. Weird, weird flex. Like Ethan said, in a few years, we'll have headlines that say these crazy things. We are here right now. Just different headlines. Stick around. We'll be right back.